so I'm interested in what happened at that point in time that led you to become more involved with political causes. Was the primary motivating factor the question of the potential of atomic war? Was that the overriding concern that you had, or was it a more general concern with the way that the U.S. government was moving at that time toward a sort of a more repressive form of government, the concern about communists and so forth?
Well, you mean after Roosevelt's death?
Yes. Yes.
First, I think my concern was aroused because of the nuclear weapons project.
Uh-huh.
I remember having mentioned the word plutonium to another professor who said, you shouldn't use that word. Forbidden. And I don't know how I heard about plutonium. I wasn't involved in the atomic energy. Remember, I turned down the offer from Oppenheimer, who gave me a little information rather early. And I picked up some bits of information, perhaps from people who thought that I was one of the persons who knew. At any rate, I didn't know how the atomic bomb project was going until the 7th of August, when I read about it in the newspapers.
Uh-huh.
Then I received one of the first copies of the Smythe Report.
Uh-huh.
Mimeographed copy of the Smythe Report. And later on, I received two or three other copies of it. But at any rate, already in the summer of 1945, I had read the Smythe Report and got information about atomic weapons, nuclear weapons. And had begun thinking again about the institution of war and making calculations about what effect the nuclear weapons would have.
Uh-huh.
And so this started my thinking seriously about the whole matter of the institution of war.
Uh-huh.
Well, you probably know a story about my having been invited to give a talk about atomic bombs to a service club in Hollywood.
Yes.
And purely about the physics, nuclear physics. But I don't think I said a word about the institution of war. Except to mention how powerful the bombs were, 15,000 times, or I think I said 20,000 times as powerful as a one-ton TNT bomb. And I gave that popular talk, several times, and began to introduce comments about war.
Uh-huh.
And the comments consisted largely in my quoting statements by other people from the newspapers or from Time magazine, for example. And that was when Abe Hillam said to me that my scientific talks were fine, but these talks that I was giving were pretty poor. But the reason was that I knew what I was talking about. I had complete confidence in my own ideas when I talked about scientific matters. But when I began talking about these political matters, I apparently didn't. quoting other people. So I probably should stop. Or the alternative, I decided, I'm not sure she suggested it. But the alternative I decided was that I study social, political, and economic questions, the nature of war, and so on, to such an extent that when I spoke, I would speak on my own authority.